Good morning, everyone. It's Jennifer Lamprey, the I Love My Body Diet radio show, and it's Monday. Hello, hello. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I did. Always learning, growing, and experiencing, so it's been great. And excited to be talking today with you. I actually, a lot of times these topics come up due to something that's going on maybe that day or the day before, and also things that may have been on my mind or I see it going on with others in our groups and just people around me. And so just kind of watching for the theme of the call. And so today the theme of the call is we're going to be talking about emotion. And Friday we talked about the brain and how to shift thinking patterns and create new habits and that kind of thing. And by the end of that call Friday, we actually talked about how to connect the heart and the mind and talked about a few different things, how to clear that. And today, though, I wanted to talk about, so it's kind of interesting, it actually goes along with Friday. We're going to go into really it's connected. We know that our thoughts and our emotions are very, very directly connected. And I think everybody knows that and gets that, even though we don't, even if we don't understand how they are or how to even in the moments of things that are going, experiences that we're having in our lives, how to really take charge of those things. Maybe actually a lot of us do know how to take charge of those things, but in the moments, we have amnesia and we forget how to do that. So today we're going to talk, I really want to talk just about emotions, and I'm going to really want to keep it simple today. You know, this is something that came as I was pondering and praying and really going a little deeper and even into some of my notes and stuff from the past couple of years about emotions. I've talked about emotions quite a few times in my life and studied about them and really delved deep even in my massage past. When I did massage for people, I really worked with emotions and a lot of clients after that with the biofeedback and energy work and stuff I've done. So those of you that are on, just so you know, if you have any questions, this is discussion also. So I'm going to be sharing and I'll share for maybe like 10 minutes or so. And then there'll be people I know popping on usually come on these next 5 minutes. So just push one when you want to share something, please, because I really love, I'm not having co-hosts too much right now. We're kind of shifting gears with the Blog Talk Radio. So just me talking, but I do want to have discussion with everybody. So like I said today, this is going off of really a continuation, I think, of Friday, talking about the emotions. We're talking about the thoughts and really how to start shifting our thoughts and creating new habits. Well, we're going to actually learn today how to create new habits with our emotions. And so I want you to picture something. This is what I kept coming to my mind today as I was thinking about this topic. And you know what? I should have looked it up, but I didn't. But you know, back in the day when they used to, maybe they still do in different places, I don't know. But I just pictured those huge water wheels. And again, there probably is a name for it. And so I want you to imagine this big, huge water wheel, and I want you to see the water coming through, pouring. And actually that water wheel is creating energy. It's actually creating electricity. It's creating some movement. And it doesn't matter what the water wheel does. I just want you to visualize this water wheel, because that's what kept coming into my mind when I thought about emotion. And again, just this flow. Think about this motion that this water wheel is going through. Okay, so these are things that I know probably many of you have heard. So I understand that. And there's a reason we're going to hear them again. And I'm hoping to get this very simplified, very simple for us so that we can be re-motivated. Maybe one thing from today's call can just click. Because I think that this is such an important topic. Talking about emotions and how and understanding emotions. I'll tell you one of the things that for me was, and love my mom to death. She did this for my, it was a good thing because I learned a lot from this. But one of the things that she used to tell me is stop being so emotional. And I was trying to deal with a process, a lot of stuff in my life for a lot of years. I didn't have anywhere to process. I didn't have counseling to go to. I really couldn't talk to my parents. I didn't feel I could. Again, my own thing. I had friends and we talked, but it wasn't like the deeper stuff. Right. And so for me, my emotions, it looked like I was very emotional all the time. And I think in some eyes, it may have been, I was in a negative emotional cycle in a lot of different things. Of course I had my positive cycles too, because I was happy in a lot of ways. But it's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable for people, me included. And how about you on the call right now, those of you that are listening and those that will be listening, think about the comfort level you are at when people are expressing emotions. And let's talk just not only the positive emotions, because even that can be uncomfortable, but the negative emotions too. And I'm going to use positive, negative, just so that we can get really clear again in our brains. I believe all emotions are needed and are meant to be so that we can learn and grow. But I'm going to use negative, positive just to really give us a visual or a feeling associated with these things. So again, think about that. I want you just to sit and think, how comfortable or uncomfortable are you with people expressing emotions? So I'm gonna share a couple words for emotion. So emotion would be depressed, angry, sad, happy, excited. Few words as far as emotions go. And when you think about somebody, for instance, just think about somebody who's angry. That's a really good one, very easy. There's a lot of angry people in the world. Think about what is, when you think about that, how does that feel to you? Does it feel comfortable? Does it feel super uncomfortable? So as you're thinking about this just for a minute, I want you to imagine again that water wheel that we were imagining before. And just think of, if you can, these emotions that you're being faced with, whether it's inside of yourself or with others. Let's just use anger again. So let's see anger on that water wheel. And anger is an energy, right? It can. When I think of anger, I don't know about you, but I see that water wheel going really fast. It's actually out of control almost, right? And again, it's motion. It's moving the water wheel. Anger is moving the water wheel. So I want to break down that word, and I'm sure you've heard this also, but emotion. So if we look at just the word emotion, it's a really interesting word. If you look up dictionaries or look up the definitions for emotion or motion, it's really cool. But if we just focus on this motion part, emotions are meant to move. They aren't meant to be stagnant. So let's just, for the sake of today, again, think of either a positive motion or a negative motion, just for today. And really, I looked up motion, and I'm just going to share a little tiny piece of this definition. It says changing places, passing from one place to another. Again, super basic, right? So it's passing from one place to another. It's changing places. So motion is this changing of place. Now, again, think of that water wheel. That's so flowing, right? Even with anger, it's still this flowing energy, and it might be going really fast. The water might be, you know, kind of going everywhere, you know, as it's going really fast and it's shooting off into the air. But there is going to be this constant motion. So, again, I really, really, one of my main things today was for us to understand that emotion is motion. It's not stagnant. Emotions are not meant to be stagnant. And emotions, I believe, we have been gifted emotions so that we stay in motion, so that we stay in movement. If we didn't have emotions, I don't believe we'd be moving in our lives. I don't believe we'd be progressing or doing any kind of movement at all. And again, going back to the positive, negative, are we moving in a positive direction or are we moving in a negative direction? Now, we know a lot of us are moving in probably in certain areas of our lives, we're moving in a positive direction. Certain other areas, we might be moving in a negative direction. Now, for me personally, that's definitely the case. Yesterday, I did a little one-minute video. If anybody's on a call that saw that, it's just about crying. And yesterday was a little harder day again. There's different parts of the day that are hard, meaning when I say that, my emotions are more in that negative space. And so as I was studying and reading these things, I realized one of the biggest pieces of this, first of all, it's the motion. If anything you leave with on this call is that you know that emotions are meant to move and they keep us moving. What a blessing, what a huge gift we have with emotions. Emotions are a huge gift. And I love that too, one of the things that we know with the feminine masculine, as you break down feminine masculine, that actually emotions are a more feminine energy, which is really interesting to me. So when you think about feminine is a receiving energy. So as women, we receive. You see our bodies, we receive, right? Even our organs, we receive. We also give, obviously, from when we have children and stuff. But we have this receiving. And so we are really meant to keep these things moving. And so again, with emotion, so we're emotion. Hi, everybody that's coming on. Sorry, I'm kind of going through this, so you missed a bit. But I'm just talking about emotions right now, and we're talking about the one thing I mainly wanted to leave with today, and hopefully that you get, and this is very simple, is that emotion is about movement, is about keeping motion in our lives and the blessing and the gift that emotions are. And I was just talking about how it's interesting that emotions are actually a feminine attribute. It's actually a feminine energy, which I think is really interesting. Because it really does keep things moving. If you think about your place in your home or in your life as a woman, if there's just women on the call, or a man, if you're looking at the women in your life, when you look at a woman or you think about your own place in your life, do you get the feeling that you've created motion? You've created, whether it's negative or positive, you've created motion, movement. And I really believe that that's a big part of a woman, that we have the gift of being and doing on this planet is creating motion, creating movement. Now, again, we know men have emotions. I get it. I'm not saying that they don't. It's not about that. But I do believe that there is a purpose and a reason that women are so centered, more emotional beings. So I don't want to go too much into detail with that. But the point is that really it's about motion. So, again, if any of you have any thoughts or questions about this, please push one and we can chat for a second. Or just be in the conversation. I want this to be a discussion. It'd be awesome. Okay, so as we focus and again, that water wheel. So for those of you who come on, the water wheel, just picture that, visualize that in your head. And, again, I can't think of the name and I should have looked it up, but I'm picturing, like, back in the 1800s, whatever, there's a big water wheel, and actually created movement and stuff for people. So that was a big part of how things were run, was this big, huge water wheel, name it, and water moving through it. So we were just talking about emotions and picturing, again, the positive, negative emotions. So, like, let's use anger, sadness, let's use some of those. Again, negative emotions, we're just going to use those terms right now just to get us clear. But you also have the positive emotions, which are happy, joy, peaceful. We have all these different emotions. And so, again, being emotion, but this is the deal. So I want us to go into more of the negative emotions. So if we're in a negative emotion, I want you to imagine when you may have even been this morning, I don't know if you had your kids or maybe there was an actual negative emotion, which I think we ebb and flow through these throughout the day. Again, it keeps us in movement, keeps our lives moving. And there's opposition, so we're always going to have some kind of opposing thing. But I truly believe that we can either be out of control with those negative emotions, or we can act upon them and change them. And So this is one of the keys to this too today is, okay, so there's movement, but we as human beings, as children of God, get the choice of where we want those emotions to go and how we want to move our lives. So we are not being acted upon. Now, we may be for a while, we may learn that we have been acted upon. We're not acting on these things, but they're acting on us. So for instance, there's an emotion of anger, and there's times when anger will show up for me out of the blue, like I didn't even know, and I'll just blow up. Those have been some things, that's what I've dealt with over my life, because again, there's this motion, there's this movement that's going on in my body, and I'm not knowing how to handle it, and I stuff, and then all of a sudden this negative emotion comes out of anger, out. It needs to get out. It has to move. And so that may happen without me even consciously making that decision. Now, what I would call that is one thing, one way I look at this is a habit of emotion. So I may be stuffing some of these negative emotions, let's say anger. There may be some anger that's building. I feel a little bit of anger. Somebody says something, somebody does something. I go, okay, it's not okay for me to feel this anger, so I need to push it. I need to stuff it back in me. And little by little, that anger, if not dealt with, creates a habit. When we talk about what we talked about on Friday, it's just like a thought. A thought, if we keep thinking the same thought, or we've been taught certain beliefs or certain things that we've just now we just take as life. This is who we are. This is how it happens. That becomes a habit. And in that habit, it's just a natural thing. We don't even have to do anything. It just happens. And so that is definitely going on with our emotions. There's habits. We have negative habitual emotions that we're dealing with. And so in that moment, now for me, what I've been choosing, let's just use, again, anger as an example. What I've been choosing with anger is I have been facing my anger a little bit more. So for instance, if my husband and I are talking, he does something that, again, it's not even, it shouldn't have me, I shouldn't get angry about it, but something in me gets triggered. I get angry. What do I do with that right then? Now, again, I can stuff it. What I'm learning to do is I start acting on it. Does that mean that I act on the anger? No, it actually means that I'm acting in that moment to face the anger and then decide that I don't want that anger, but now what am I going to do about it? Okay, so to me, that is what acting on an emotion is becoming conscious of it as soon as I possibly can, and then acting on it. And that's, and again, super basic stuff we can do to act on it. But I think that these things are so important to understand that, first of all, these emotions are part of life. They are part of their gift to us. They help us to move. They help our lives to keep going. Help us to keep going. I think that's why depression is so debilitating to so many. I've had depression, so I know what it feels like. Depression is an emotion. And what happens a lot of times is there's been so many things that are compacted, all these different emotions that we don't know how to deal or cope with them anymore. We stuffed because a lot of times we want to be this person. We want to love. We want to be kind. We want to all these things. So we're stuffing all these emotions down. And before you know it, depression happens, which I believe, and Beth Banning has this on her emotion. There's like a scale. And the very lowest emotion is, one of the lowest is depression. Because depression really is a culmination of all of these different negative emotions going to this point of just shut down and stuck. And really, there's still motion happening, but motion real. And you know, those of you that have been depressed or are depressed or know what this does to you, it almost feels like your life can't move. Like you can't do anything. And you get to a point where you don't even have the thoughts of what to do. You don't feel capable that you could even get out of that position. And so I'm talking now about giving you some tools, giving you some strategies, helping you know, first of all of us know that it's okay, that emotions are part of life, that they're gifts to us, and that truly we can, as time, if we have patience with ourselves, knowing that these emotions have been built up for reasons, we've learned them, we've been trained in certain emotions, all of these different, you know, past aspects and things that are going on right now, but now we do have the ability to actually act on them and to move through them. Does anyone have any questions or thoughts? Again, just push one if you do, and you can share in the conversation. Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi, it's Natalia.
Hey. What's going on, girl?
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to share this. I'm loving this subject because it fills with my mission in life, and it's beautiful. I love the wheel analogy, so thank you. What I wanted to share is I've been studying addictions, and I think it's so fascinating with this, coupled with this subject, because addictions happen when you don't want to move through your emotions, so you look to external things, whether that be food or TV or whatever it is, or it could be anything. It could be a good thing that you're using to numb out from feeling. It's like you've made a contract with that thing so you don't have to feel. I can't deal with this. This is overwhelming, so I'm going to just check out. And truly, in order to be healthy, you've got to work through that wheel and learn how to emote, you know, to create that action to be healthy. So that's the gist of myself.
Well, I love, and we could talk about this for a minute, because it actually was, there was a piece that I was going to talk about a little bit, and this goes into that, because, you know, dealing with addictions also, and I think that's why this has been, for me too, delving into emotions and really watching and observing others that are dealing with addictions, what's going on with their emotions. And one of the things, I love what you just said. Now this is this, I'm just going to throw this out there and I want to hear what your opinion is on it. So as far as an addiction, there's still, so even in that moment of not wanting to feel, we're not really, the reality is we are wanting to feel, we're just wanting to feel something positive. Right. So we're still, so in our minds, we're creating some kind of release to feel good. So we're still creating motion. Right. So there, that's what's so interesting about all of this to me, emotion, is we're always moving. Always we're in motion. Always. Even in depression, there's still motion going on. It's just very, it's very slow, super slow. Right. And can be very heavy. It's like heavy motion. And I think of it as very dense. Like I think of the negative emotions as very dense motions where you can't really do much in them. There's only so much you can do. Our capacities are actually shrunk. They shrink in that more negative kind of emotions. So I think about, I love that you brought up addiction, because I think that a lot of times that's one of the big things is, there's still the reality that there is motion being created. We're just creating it still negatively, but there is this delusion. Again, really just reaching out to have healthy or good motions or emotions, right? I mean, really, that's what we're doing. So for instance, if I'm feeling like crap, I just had a really bad argument with my husband or something like that, and first thing that comes to my mind is I'm going to go eat. Right away, obviously, if I look at that and go, okay, right now I have emotions going in. I want to create motion, because we are all people that want to produce. We want to progress. We naturally, I believe, we all want that. So in that moment, I'm thinking, okay, because I don't have the tools, or I don't feel ready, or I don't feel like I'm capable of dealing with whatever emotions that might be negative that are coming in me, I'm gonna choose food, thinking that that is actually going to bring me some kind of good emotion, right? And so I think this is where just consciousness comes in and patience. Don't you agree, Natalia? Like, I don't know if that made sense what I was just sharing, but, or do you have anything to share about that?
Sense. Yeah, no, I'm so glad you said that piece, because I was missing that piece that they're still emoting, they're still moving. You know, it's, you made a choice for an exchange of another choice. It was just beautifully said. I needed that piece. So thank you for helping me see that a little clearer.
Well, and I think what's, again, this is the point. I think we're hard on ourselves, everybody. I mean, we all are. Because, again, we're taught to shove our emotions down. And that's what people do. That's why addiction is just rampant. Because if we don't allow those emotions to happen, first of all, I don't know about you, Natalia, but for me, it's like I'm going to get stuck in that emotion. To me, if I act or if I sit in the emotion, which that's one of the, if I just allow myself to feel it or I'm angry and I act out in that way and allow the anger just to take over and yell at whoever and do whatever I'm doing, then I'm going to, you know, it's just going to ruin things. It's going to ruin relationships. It's going to do whatever. And so that's why I think it's so important to realize, okay, I have this emotion. This is, I am wanting to move something. I'm wanting to move something. That's why this emotion is showing up. Okay, now if I can consciously go, okay, I have this right now, especially if before it gets out of control where we're not pushing it down constantly. But if it does come up and it's out of control, we go, okay, obviously there are many facets to this that I need to kind of go backwards and start looking at those moments when I'm getting angry and I'm pushing it down. In that moment, then that's when we have this awesome thing of free will and to act. And that's why I love this, because that's when we act on it. And these are just a few different things, strategies that I would use. And again, they're super simple. We all know them. I already get that. We get that. But the point is that it's in that moment of action or in the moment of realizing consciousness that consciously that we have this emotion going on. Don't push it away. Look at it and go, okay, what now out of my toolbox am I going to do with this emotion? And again, I know so many of us, I've been doing this stuff for years, and I still, I don't want to pull anything out of my toolbox, right? I actually make conscious choices now to act on anger. There's actually conscious choices I make because I do know. And so that's where I get to go, okay, what's going on even underneath that? And then I get to go a little bit deeper. I mean, I don't want to get too complex. But the point is in that moment. And one of the things that I have found to do is I just sit in the anger, not with anybody around. Or if I know that somebody, for instance, my husband, I give him permission and he says yes to me sitting there and just getting it all out. If he feels capable of holding that space for me to do that, then, and I know that I'm consciously going to talk about it or do the anger so that I do get to the next space, which is moving it to the wheel to the opposite direction, which is a positive emotion. I'm working on creating new habits with this anger. I want the anger to not have be acting on me, but I can act on it, kind of thing. And so for me, it's actually just saying, okay, I'm feeling anger right now. I have choices to make. What choice am I going to make? And ultimately, I don't want that anger anymore. And if I find that inside of the depths, that deeper part of me, the heart, really, I don't want my desires to not want that anger anymore, then I can take these actions, which may be writing, talking to somebody, listening to music, reading, crying, screaming. I mean, there's so many different ways to do that. Did you have anything else to share with that, Natalia, or any thoughts just come to your mind?
No, that was beautifully said. I'm enjoying it. Keep going.
Well, I feel like there's a lot here and I really did want to make it simple. So I'm just going to break it down really quick once again. So first of all, we know, I think one of the main keys, like I said, that I want everybody to understand is that every emotion is about motion, every single emotion, every act we do is motion. So, and I love that Natalia, again, to really understand, even when we choose to act out on an addiction, whatever that is, it really is us just acting. We're putting in motion something. And so everything's in motion. Then we have this decision to act on it. To act when we know that that's happening instead of pushing it down and not facing it. I think this is where, I know in the I Love My Body diet, one of the things is authenticity. And this is really when we talk about being real. To me, this is a big aspect of that because we all have emotions. And if I tell you that I'm this person who gets it, who I've learned all these things and I don't have any emotions, I don't have negative emotions. I mean, really, and that's what's been happening in society, is that, you know, we try to kind of hide some of this stuff, that, well, I don't have this. But I think what's so beneficial, for at least for me, has helped me so much, is to watch people work through their emotions, to face their emotions and work through them and know that those are part of life. And again, like I said, what a beautiful, like for me, I feel my anger issue over the years of stuffing and then blowing up has actually helped me. To me, this is so beautiful. It's helped me to get in more a powerful position. First of all, I start understanding what I really want because of that negative emotion. I go, okay, wait a minute. I really want to have peace, joy, and happiness. And so the anger allows me to start identifying what I really do want. And that to me is just such a blessing. If anybody else has anything to share, we have just a couple more minutes and then we'll get off. But any thoughts on that? And again, you just push one if you want to share. There's a few people on right now. Going through this, I believe this is what I just wanted to end with. So we, again, picture that wheel. And I really, what I want us to think about is the negative, it turns one way, right? And actually create kind of chaos. And the positive emotions can, as we turn this wheel, actually becomes very consistent and can create, let's just imagine it lights up the world, you know, really. And so if we think of ourselves, our beings, our souls like this, and even our emotions, as our emotions are fueled and we start creating new habits with our emotions, as we start getting control, knowing that we can act on our emotions, even if it's something small, even if it's in that moment and you don't feel a total shift even after you do something, which is totally fine, which may indicate that you have a lot, some time. You need to start saying, I'm going to have patience with myself through this process. It might take me 30 days, 90 days with this one emotion, which is fine, but decide to act on that. You then create this new habit. So what I found for me is, and I am changed. I am a changed person in a lot of aspects of my life. Now, some people might look at me and say, for instance, my husband, because he's there with me every single day, he might say, oh my gosh, this part of you has not changed. But if we really sit down, he's told me so many times, he said, Jen, you're like a different person than two, three years ago. There's certain aspects of you that I don't even recognize anymore. You've completely changed. And I know it's because I have consciously made these decisions to shift my emotions, to consciously look at my emotions and to share them, to be open with them, to write about them, to talk them through. Even with my kids, I talk to my kids about my emotions. I cry in front of my kids. And then I let them know. And again, when I'm doing that, though, I'm making a conscious choice that they can witness me. And then I always will share what's going on. I'll let them in. I think, again, as a mom, oh my gosh, this is so powerful, because it allows my kids, our kids, to do the same thing where they're not stuffing. And actually, it will let go of, really, I believe we won't have an addicted society. Our society will start shifting in that way. For instance, for me, I have 40 pounds overweight, but I will tell you something. I don't go to food anymore. I haven't gone to food for you. I don't go to food anymore. I don't reach out for food. I used to when I was in 7th, 8th grade, when we moved after my sister died. I would come home from school. I had so many emotions. I had no idea what to do with. I would stuff 3 frozen burritos. Nobody would be home. And I'd, one after another, 3 frozen burritos in that microwave, and I'd chow. I'd eat them. And then I'd eat a whole bag of Doritos. I mean, no joke. I didn't know what else to do. I would just stuff. And I was trying to be happy somehow, some way. I had no clue what to do with those emotions. And now I do. So we have a lot of power, you guys. We have, God has given us the ability to truly act. And even if it's one small, tiny little action on these emotions, and we can start today. Any last thought? Natalia, do you have any really quick last ending thought since I still have you on? Okay. I still have you on the, if you want. That's totally fine. Yes.
Thank you. I just have a question, but I don't want to open up another topic. Maybe it's a topic for another day, but I'm wondering, is it okay if I ask this question?
Yeah, I do, because actually it's great. Maybe it will open up something for another topic another day.
How do you distinguish the difference of looking to things to numb out versus channel that energy? Like you're saying, oh, it's, you know, I journal, I walk, I speak, talk with someone, talk to my kids or whatever. I'm just wondering, what's that fine line?
You know what? It's decision. It's a decision. That's what, to me, the fine line is. Does that make sense? So for instance, I pondered on this a lot. This is the answer that I got, was that it's merely a decision with the light at the end of the tunnel. So even if I'm going to act out, for instance, even if I'm going to eat something in that moment, if there's something inside of me that knows that I want to be, and I know consciously that I want to really have joy and happiness, and that maybe my level at that point is that I only can do this, that I am going to go eat a chocolate or something, right? Let's just use food as an example. It's that point of going, okay, Jen, I can love myself right now, knowing without a doubt that my decision is to be happy and to have joy. Does that make sense? So again, it's a conscious decision. I don't know if that makes sense or not. Because see, what happens a lot of times is somebody's going to try to numb out. Usually that means that we're not conscious, right? Or we are feeling so crappy about ourselves in that moment that we aren't willing to look at the part of us that's saying, I actually do want to be better, or I do want to have that joy and happiness. Does that make sense? I don't know if that does or not.
Yeah, it does.
Well, and if it doesn't, that's fine. Maybe there's another question you have. Because I think this is a great, this to me, what you're talking about right now is the acting upon. So for instance, okay, so say right now, we'll use pornography right now as an example, because there's so many people that are having issues with pornography. So say right now, I just got in a fight with my husband or something. And I'm like, okay, I just don't even know what to do with these feelings. There's so many feelings. I'm feeling angry and I don't have anybody to talk to. I don't know who to talk to. I'm scared to talk to people. You know what I mean? I don't want to talk to them about what's going on. And I'm just going to sit down and maybe act out. I don't know. I'll look up on Facebook or something. I don't know. I'm just using examples. Okay. And I try to find something. I'm trying to find something that's going to bring that. Well, If I just kind of go to town and don't, and I'm letting those emotions just take over, all those negative emotions, all those things, and I don't consciously somewhere inside of me look at that little tiny, we talk about mustard seeds, but that little tiny seed of desire to be better, or desire to be happy, or desire to have hope. If I keep focusing on these negative emotions, I will act out, but I'll do it in a way that is actually going to be more harmful to me than it's going to be positive, right? I know it sounds kind of weird even with pornography. That's like a heavy topic to bring up. But if I focus on that little seed, that acting out, maybe I won't act out. Maybe I'll just look through Facebook and I'll see something, an image, and I'll go, wait a minute. I may be searching for a second, but I still I'm clinging to that little piece, that little seed of hope that I have, that I'm a good person, meaning I'm enough. I have love inside of me. I am love. If I just cling to that little tiny seed and I'm looking through, and then that image may pop up, but I won't act out on that image. I won't keep looking. Maybe something in me will click where I'll go, well, wait a minute. I don't really need this right now. And then that seed grows. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I feel like, because I do this, I mean, it's something I actually do, where I make these decisions and I have to focus on a little tiny piece of me that is my good, my love. I mean, really.
Thank you.
There's actually, like you said, because again, it's that conscious choice, but okay, you got to go in the other room with that. Sorry, my daughter has like, it's broken. It doesn't work. I think today, if we leave with, it's okay to be in emotion. that actually we're supposed to be an emotion, that actually emotions are an amazing part of life. And really it's, and this is something that I love, that one of the presidents of our religious leaders, he actually said, you can either two sources ruling basically over your emotions. And I really look at that as that positive negative. What do I really want? What do I want to rule over my emotions? And in order to do that, I have to face the negative emotions. But again, I do it in a controlled environment, consciously making those decisions. And in that, it starts shifting. It's the only way to do it, I believe. And we really can do this. We can have positive cycles of emotions, and we can get out of our depression, and we can get out of hopelessness. It's possible. So I just want to anyway, if anybody has any questions, let me know. You can message me. And that's pretty much it. Just, again, take the action today. You know, if you feel a negative emotion, just decide to know that you are capable of doing one of those actions like Natalia talked about. Take a walk, write, talk it out with a friend. All right, you guys, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you for listening. I hope it supported you today and you feel like you have a little more hope in your day today, definitely, or a lot of hope in your day today. I hope that that's what this gave you. So we will be talking on Wednesday, and that's pretty much it. Love you so much. Have a wonderful day. Love yourself. Love your body. Remember, you're totally worth it. Okay, bye, everyone.